you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, July 6, 2021. Now today you're going to get a total insider's view of how God works through circumstances, because last week I called up Max Armstrong as he was coming to the gathering in Gilman for a meet and greet, and so I wanted to promote his visit and called him up, and my intention was to have him record a 1-minute announcement, which many of you may have heard last week about his Friday visit. Well, you'll soon find out that I continue to record our conversation, as you just never know where God will lead things. And so you're going to hear my whole show prep, him doing the announcement, our conversation, me asking permission, and how it got to be a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. Here's my entire conversation with Max Armstrong, who many of you know him through his expertise on ag news, his TV program, radio programs, a total advocate for the farming community. Here's how our conversation began. Okay, so what did you have for breakfast today? I'm doing a little sound check.
I had a Pop-Tart, actually.
Oh, gosh. Are you at a Holiday Inn Express? What a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. And I'm sitting in a studio in Batavia, west of Chicago.
Okay.
We keep a supply here. There's a young man that comes in from Iowa to do some work, and to give him even more incentive since he loves Pop-Tarts, I must have put in about 20 cases of them earlier this year.
Sure. Well, you're probably familiar with Jewel Food Stores. I grew up bagging groceries, worked through all the departments, store manager, and then many years ago they transferred me down to be the store manager in Champaign, and then I call it God's divine sense of humor. He got me involved into Christian radio, and so now we have 19 frequencies. So we cover the whole middle part of Illinois from Macomb and Beardstown, Whitehall, down towards Carlinville, and then into Indiana. So we have the whole middle part of the state.
I saw that coverage map. It's very impressive. I'm familiar with some of those facilities, as a matter of fact. I noticed 1340 AM. That's the old Lincoln station, isn't it? It was in the call letters back in the day were WPRC.
Wow. Yeah, we acquired them about a year and a half ago. The week COVID started is when we took over 15 new frequencies, 15 different outlets. And so I haven't slept much in the last year and a half. But
wow. Yeah, I bet you've got a full plate.
Yeah, but I love it. I'll do this as long as I'm able and just love it. We do a lot of community activities and gatherings, so COVID has stopped that for the period of time. But we're going to start up. We have a men's choir, a children's choir, a theater troupe, and do conversational English classes. So we do a lot of local things.
Excellent.
But appreciate your time. And I didn't know if you wanted to tweak the script, but I wanted to kind of promote the gathering, and you'll be there with your posters signing off.
That looks good. That script was crafted by a master, I can tell.
Yeah,
You've done this a few times, so I have no problem with it.
Okay, so you know, as they would say, with a smile in your voice, you know, the twinkle in your eye that they can't see, you know how to do this.
You want to give me a countdown?
Sure. Okay, so we'll go 3, 2, 1.
Hi, listening friend. This is Matt Armstrong, co-host and co-founder of This Week in Agribusiness and author of Stories from the Heartland. I'm pleased to announce I'll be at the Gathering and Front Porch Cafe in Gilman this Friday, the 2nd of July, from 10 to 2. I'll be bringing along some posters to sign and look forward to seeing you. The disappearing corn cribs in Illinois are the last nostalgic replicas of the great agriculture state here, and these posters give pleasant memories of farming days across this great land of Lincoln. The hard work of good farming people will always be remembered. So come visit with me this Friday between 10 and 2 at the Gathering and Front Porch Cafe, located at 931 South Crescent Street, Route 24 in Gilman, Illinois. Stop by, visit, and get your signed poster.
Excellent. Oh, well, thank you. And so you have family members in and around Bloomington?
Yeah, my wife is originally from Bloomington, and so Brother Joe, who just retired from his career as a graphic artist with State Farm at the headquarters there in Bloomington, worked with me many years ago. Gosh, I don't know how many years ago it's been now, on this poster. I had a very, very good friend, a farmer northeast of Champaign, out in that area around St. Joe and Gifford, Darius Harms, who passed away about 5 years ago. Just a tremendous man. And he had this passion for the old corn crips. And he said, boy, they're going to get away from us. And I said, well, why don't we have brother-in-law Joe go out with you? And then so Darius took Joe out one morning and started early. And they got a bunch of great photographs. And then I asked Joe to do the layout on the poster. And then there's a little dedication down across the bottom to Joe's mom and my mother-in-law, Eleanor, who was a wonderful, wonderful woman of faith. She's just a tremendous person. You know, unfortunately, when you're younger, you don't appreciate your mother-in-law or father-in-law maybe as much as you should. And I was guilty of that, I'm ashamed to say. But she had a very profound effect on my life because she did such a wonderful job in raising her daughter and five boys and another daughter. So I feel very, very blessed, I must tell you. So fortunate. God has been so good to me throughout my life and each and every moment of each day.
Well, Max, I'm so glad to hear that. And knowing that you're doing well, I love our seniors that are active, involved, engaged. And it seems like, you know, with your TV program and doing radio announcements and having a radio program and on so many stations, and then learning how many of our listeners here in Central Illinois just love, you're going to talk with Max Armstrong. Wow, he's going to be in town. And so if your ears were ringing, it's our fault, because a lot of people really appreciate the legacy. I mean, you've been on WGN for many years in the past and have been involved in the community, and just appreciate you taking time out.
Well, you know, I've been able to do exactly what I wanted to do as a young man. I mean, from the age of 7 or 8. I wanted to be on the radio. I dreamt of being on the radio in Chicago. And so to have that answered prayer and to be able to meet so many tremendous people, I get emotional talking about it, because so many wonderful people, you know, have been a part of my life through the broadcasts and welcomed me into their homes figuratively and literally, actually, through the years.
Hey, Max. Do you mind if I can maybe insert this into one of my morning programs? Just we'll carry on.
I'd be honored.
Okay,
I'd be honored.
So Max, you mentioned your mother and mother-in-law, some of their faith journeys, and maybe how they modeled Christian character to you. What kind of influence did that have on you and your own faith journey?
Oh my goodness, where do I start? I think of them every day. You know, I guess I don't think of my father-in-law quite as much, because he passed away, I guess it was 1979, and I wasn't around him nearly as much. But my dad and my mom and my mother-in-law were such tremendous role models. And both my wife Linda and I feel that way, that we were just, and I often talk about this with good friends, that we were so blessed to be born into such great Christian families and church communities. And local communities where people really cared about us. And, man, their fingerprints are all over me as I've gone through life. Just so fortunate. I mentioned this to someone the other day. I forget who I was talking to. I was talking about the fact that I never missed a day of Sunday school until I started working at the radio station down in Mount Carmel, Illinois, across the river. Along Highway 1 across the Wabash River, I got my FCC license when I was 16. And Mom and Dad knew my passion was to be on the radio. And so I had the opportunity to work Saturdays and Sundays at the old WVMC. They just tore the building down not too long ago. But it actually was an expansion of my walk in faith, because every Sunday morning I would see two people, ministers, that would come out to do their church programs. Sure. It was just a wonderful opportunity to get into the radio business.
Well, you've been in it for so many years and blessed so many of our Central Illinois listeners. And I think you're on, like you said, hundreds of stations throughout the country. So we appreciate you carving out time for us. And I would be remiss if I didn't have you do a shout out or two about Linda. Tell me a little about God's gift to you through your beloved bride, Linda.
Oh, my goodness. We met on a blind date, Linda and I did, when I was working at the Illinois Farm Bureau in Bloomington. I was there for about 2.5 years before I went to WGN in Chicago. And I had a mutual friend who was dating her cousin. And it was one of those wonderful, wonderful blind dates. You know, you hear the horror stories. Well, this one turned out so well. And the good Lord willing, come December, we will have been married 40 years and been blessed with two daughters and a son and two wonderful granddaughters. And Linda spends quite a bit of each week caring for our granddaughters now, who live just about somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 miles away from us.
Wow. Yeah, the legacy will continue. Any interest in these young ones pursuing a career in radio?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that I would encourage them, but sure. I hope they keep all of their avenues open, which is what I tell a young person. Don't close any doors. You'll be surprised where the Lord leads you. Yeah. You may be a little bit shocked to see the path that he will take you down, but it can be a wonderful journey anyway. I mean, while I wanted to be in radio, I never imagined I'd be a farm broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, the opportunity that it has provided me to be in homes all across the United States of people who farm, you know, all the way from the Central Valley of California to the Palouse region of Eastern Washington, to the Carolina coast. I've been in farm homes and been with families, and you know, the people of agriculture, as you know so well, Mark, are just wonderful people with a deep faith, obviously, or they couldn't do what they do.
Mm. Hey, are you still signing books? Are there still copies available of your book, Stories from the Heartland? And how, if somebody wanted to pick one of those up, I know you wrote it a few years ago, but is that still in print and available?
They are not in print, and I'm down to my last two or three copies. Maybe I better hold on to those for the granddaughters.
Sure.
They can, but, you know, we've talked about it and talked about updating it a little bit, because as I have shared with folks, it is my little book of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I say it's a good bathroom book because it has a lot of pictures and short stories, and it's so small it fits right on the top of the tank.
Sure.
It was my book of Thanksgiving, where I really talked about people that I had met and my mom and dad.
Sure.
And I shared in that book a photograph of the switchblade knife that I found in my mother's nightstand after she passed away. I didn't know she had it. Mm. Apparently, somebody had broken out a basement window of the old farmhouse. They kicked up some rocks with their car when they pulled in the driveway late one Saturday night. Mm. And Mom and Dad were a little bit shaken by that. Mom was going to get ready for them. And I don't know where she obtained a switchblade knife, but my sweet, lovable, kind mother was ready for whatever came her way.
Sure. This Christian mom could be a tiger, too, if she needed to be.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, Max, thank you for carving out time. And I want to give you the closing couple words to encourage our listeners. How can we in the days ahead be praying for you? Like, where do you think maybe God will lead you in the next 5 or 10 years? And then maybe you can give an encouraging word with all the rain that we've been having, maybe an encouraging word to our farm friends and those that are out in the fields checking things and planning for the future. Give us a little blessing on our farmers.
You know, I will be very honest with you, Mark. I derive strength and blessing from the farmers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I have some Facebook friends who direct message me in the morning, and they will send me pictures of their crop in sunrise or a crop that is standing in way too much water. And I can sense the stress in their writing or when I'm visiting with them on the phone in their voices, but they know it's all a part of God's plan, and everything is all set, and he looks after us and takes care of us, and that we need to maintain our faith. And they remind me, these folks remind me all the time, Mark, of the power of prayer,
mm-hmm.
You know, which I think most of us know already, but I mean, I'm 68, and in over the lifetime of my living on this planet, I've seen the power of prayer so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a little lecturing every now and then to young people about the power of prayer and the importance of their faith. And, you know, I just, pardon me, I get choked up a little bit sometimes talking about it because it's been so important to me, obviously.
Yeah. Well, Max, you've lived a great life. You've modeled to many of us a passion for the farmer, a passion for what we do here in Central Illinois, and for that matter, throughout the country and parts of the world, the blessing that God has put on so many of our farmers to literally feed the world. And you've been kind of a voice for the farmers and updating people and just a great can-do attitude. So we appreciate that and are excited that you're coming to our area. And I just pray God's blessing on you, on Linda, on your family and grandchildren, and that the Armstrong legacy will continue just to be kind and considerate and loving to others.
Yeah.
And thank you for carving out time for this little segment that I'll get to include in the Mark and Friends program.
Well, I appreciate it so much, too, Mark. You know, you asked me about 5 years, and I guess I don't have any. You know, they always ask you when you're a kid, you know, what's your 5-year goal? What's your 10-year goal? And I guess my plans I found long ago weren't always God's plans.
Right.
And he's taken me down such a glorious path. I just leave it in his hands.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can leave it in any other better person's hands than God. So we know that he has a plan and purpose for us all. And yours has been being a great voice to the ag community. And thank you for, again, being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, you made my day. Thank you for the privilege, Mark. I'm honored that you've had me on.
All right. Well, I wanted to hear a little if there was a faith journey that I could share over the air, but I didn't want to pry too much, and I didn't know how busy you were with your schedule, and thought at the least if I could do the radio announcement.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this will probably be on Monday or Tuesday's program. It'll be after you've been here, but this will be wonderful. And, yeah, I was hoping you would have copies of that book. I was thinking, I hope he brings some of those books. But
yeah, Joe had asked me, and I here in the office at Batavia, I have just two, and then I think at home I've only got 4 or 5 left. Now, I think it can still be found online sometime.
Right. Yeah, Google it or something.
Yeah, I know they were sold through Amazon at one time, and I don't know if those supplies are still out there or not.
Yeah, maybe revisiting the stories from the heartland could be a updated version. I bet, you know, with your radio audience, that could sell.
Yeah, it might. You never know. It might.
Yeah.
We had fun with it. You know, back in the day when we were pushing those, I did show up in some places and sign some books. I don't know. I probably did 8 or 10 book signings, and it was just a joy because so many people came forward and had stories of their own.
Yeah.
And several people read the book, Mark, and they said, you know, you grew up the way I grew up. They were contemporaries, I guess, who had the same experience.
Sure.
In just a different way, you know, than what I had. But I was really, you know, I'm honest about that conversation about the blessings of how we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I just had, who in the world was I talking to about that? I can't remember, but, you know, yeah, before I got into radio, I looked like a decorated general because you remember, we used to get a pin for every year of perfect attendance at Sunday school. And I had 15 of those stretching down my chest.
Sure.
I got my FCC license. And here's one more little interesting story. My 16th summer, I got my driver's license. I went to Detroit to get my FCC license. Back in those days, to work at a radio station, you had to take transmitter readings and you had to pass a test and get a license. So that summer, we were going to Michigan because I was going to be in the Bible Bowl with a group from my Sunday school class at the North American Christian Convention. So that was a busy summer in my life, getting ready to get my driver's license, studying for my FCC license, and we studied Luke all summer long to be ready for the Bible Bowl.
Sure. Oh, classic. Well,
so anyway, I've kept you way too long, and
no,
I apologize.
No, appreciate this, and I'll package it into a program. I recently had a fun conversation with Max Armstrong. Now, you did mention you're doing the Midwest Progress. What's that called?
I do one called Midwest Digest.
Okay, Midwest Digest. Yeah.
and another one called Farm Progress America that run on stations there. I work with Farm Progress Company to do those. Farm okay. Progress puts on the Farm Progress Show. They do Husker Harvest Days. They put out Prairie Farmer Magazine, Indiana Prairie Farmer Magazine, and the list goes on. It's a part of a big company called Informa.
Oh, you know what? I wondered, somehow I got a press release from them today out of nowhere. And so I pitched, I said, hey, if there's a way we could, we have a senior paper called the Prime Life Times. In fact, you might even see a copy when you're at the gathering, but we have 32,000 readers and a lot of farmers. It's a free publication. And I thought this Informa or something sent me something. And I said, hey, if you ever want to promote something or sponsor a centerfold on farm news. And so, you know, I just responded to them today. That's kind of weird. Who knows? But
that is interesting. Yeah, it's a great bunch of people. I went to work with them. I designed this job to get myself out of WGN, which was a part of Tribune Company back in the day. And it was a bankrupt company financially and morally. And I didn't want to really be a part of it anymore. And I'd been there full-time I was there for 31 years. It was just time. So I went to the folks at Farm Progress and said, you know, you don't have a broadcast division. Let me bring you one.
Huh.
So I've been working with them for 12 years now, I think.
Wow.
12 years next month. 12 years next week, actually.
Wow. 68 years young, so you still sound focused and open to doing things and growing?
Yeah. I see a time when I want to be home a little more. I'm not traveling like I was. For about 5 years, I was on about 100 flights a year between Raleigh and Chicago and a few other places. But the pandemic was a wonderful blessing, I think, in some ways for some of us.
Right.
It helped me that way.
Now, you'll be at the gathering just 10 to 2. I launched a Pastor and Ministry Leaders Network, and I'm hosting a lunch on Friday at noon, and it'll be over at 1:15. But by the time to drive up there, I thought, oh, shoot. So you're just there for the poster signing, meet and greet?
Yeah, and then I have to scoot on up to Midway so I can get home on Friday night.
Okay.
Fly home to Mama.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for your time, and I'll add music and fill out that one-minute spot and get it that on the air within the hour, and then probably Monday or Tuesday, you'll just be a part of my Mark and Friends program. So,
sounds good.
Hey, thank you, Max. Have a great day.
I'm honored. Thank you. Take care, Mark.
Okay,
look
you
forward
too.
To meeting you sometime.
Yes, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, if you were listening closely, that was a conversation I had last week with Max Armstrong. I basically just called him up for a one-minute recording to promote his visit to the gathering that he did last Friday from 10 to 2. And as an old broadcaster myself, when I get someone on the phone, I keep recording because you just never know. Sometimes they will do a radio announcement or say something that's really interesting. And so, as was the case with Max, it turned into today's program. So I appreciate the fun and the friendship that we built over the phone, as that was the first time we ever talked together. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.